USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
With the way trends are going, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he can't imagine that coronavirus restrictions will be eased at all by Christmas. Jeremy Scott reports from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Just days after the U.S. saw its first day of 200,000 new coronavirus cases, Dr. Fauci gave this dire warning on ABC's This Week.
We may see a surge upon a surge. You know, we don't want to frighten people, but that's just the reality. We said that these things would happen as we got into the cold weather and as we began traveling, and they've happened. It's going to happen again.
Dr. Fauci did say there's light at the end of the tunnel on a vaccine.
We'll be having vaccines available for the higher priority people towards the middle and end of December and as we get into January and February.
Fauci says now is the time to double down on all the preventative measures that health officials have been reinforcing for months. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Mike Tyson returned to the ring Saturday night, 15 years after his last fight. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
It was billed as the Fabulous 50s. Rapper Snoop Dogg best described it.
Like two of my uncles fighting at the barbecue.
54-year-old Mike Tyson and 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. stepped into the ring one more time in an exhibition fight that will not count against their records. The pay-per-view event at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night ended in a draw. Mike Tyson on the WBC scored fight.
I'm good with that. Yeah, but I'm good with a draw because I entertained the crowd. The crowd was happy with it.
Roy Jones Jr. on the tie.
I don't do draws. I like it. But the dude is so strong, man. And I understand why they say some things are bucket list. Because when he hits you, if it's his head, his punches, his body shots, don't matter. Everything hurts. So for me, I thought I did enough boxing on the outside to edge it out. But, you know, I'm cool with a draw. I mean, we just might have to try to do it again.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.